£1 trillion is not easy to imagine. One way of thinking about it is like this.
A million seconds is about 11.5 days. A trillion seconds. 32,000 years.
32,000 years takes you back to the upper Paleolithic age of cave paintings before humans arrived in North America. So imagine saving £1 a second since then. That's one perspective. There are others, as we'll see. And we need them for our next subject, one of few in Britain's history where trillions are relevant to the state. Debt. The simple story is that it has grown. There are good records going back more than 300 years to 1692.
In 1692, public net debt was well below £10 million. By 1760, it was £100 million.
10 times more.
By 1915, that had multiplied to more than £1 billion.
Another 10 times.
10 times more by 1941 to £10 billion. And by the early 1980s,
10 times again,
to £100 billion.
£100 billion.
And today, the national debt grows not by £1 a second, but by about £3,000 a second. Altogether, the total is more than 100,000 times bigger than it started in 1692 and stands at over £1.3 trillion. The numbers are dizzying. You're forgiven if all that survives of this torrent of zeros is a sense of enormity past imagining. Of course, these numbers don't take account of inflation, which brings them down to size a bit, and after which the debt is increased not 100,000 times, but about 1,000. Still quite a hike, you'll agree.
Thomas Babington Macaulay, History of England, 1848. At every stage in the growth of the debt, the nation has set up the same cry of anguish and despair. At every stage, it has been seriously asserted by wise men that bankruptcy and ruin were at hand. Yet still, the debt went on growing, and still, bankruptcy and ruin were as remote as ever.
He also suggests another way of measuring the problem, not by counting pounds, but, as with our scores out of 100 throughout this series, by measuring the size of anything to do with the state in proportion to national income.
National debt as a share of national income in the year 1692, 5. In 1819, after the Napoleonic Wars, 260. In 1947, at the post-World War II peak, about 240. Today, 79.
Mind you, it was 30 about 10 years ago. But 79 is not especially high by some historical standards. The £1 trillion plus with which we began is big, but not quite so big when you realise how much the British economy has also grown. On this measure, the historical increase is not 100,000 times, nor 1,000 times, but about 15 times since 1692. And more than two-thirds down from its historical peak in 1819. In short, it makes sense to compare debt to income, and the national income has soared.